Welcome to another inspiring edition, hopefully, of the Voices of Legacy on WGTE Public Media. I am your host, Pastor Carl E. Mitchell III. Yeah, I'm the third, and I think I have a third with me today on the Voices of Legacy. We're honored to have a distinguished gentleman. He's proven that so far since we've been talking this morning. None other than the mayor of Rossford, Ohio, Mayor Neil McKinnon. The third. We're so thankful to have you today. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
You know what? I'm born and raised Rossford. My grandmother, my mom's mom, was one of five of the first graduating classes of Rossford High School. My parents both went there, K through 12, and graduated. My mom's a retired 35-year Rossford school teacher.
Oh, wow.
My dad's a Hall of Famer, so I bleed maroon and gray.
Wow. So you're actually from the place?
Yes.
That you actually serve?
Yes.
Well, that's interesting. So I guess your heart and soul is right there in Rossford.
Absolutely. I love the place. It was great to me, and it's still great to me.
So what part of your personal journey led you into public service?
I went into a restaurant in downtown Rossford for lunch, and two friends of mine were having lunch. Both were Rossford City Council members. Oh. And they asked if I had heard about a council member who had just resigned over some health issues. And I said I did not know that, but even though I knew him and the family very well. So they said, well, you should put your name in the hat. And I said, oh, okay.
So you weren't thinking about it?
No, it wasn't on my radar screen at all.
Wow.
I knew I wanted to give back in some way, shape, or form. I just didn't know how. And at the time, I had two very, very young kids. So I was still, you know, trying to find my way. Mm-hmm. But I did and do have a deep love of community, and I knew I wanted to be involved. So I said, okay, how much time do I have? They said, 4 o'clock today is the deadline.
Oh, my goodness.
So I thought and I was really busy at work, so I thought there's no way I was going to be able to make it back in time. And they said you needed a letter and a resume. Well, I've worked for my family my entire life. And other than that, I had, like, before that it was lifeguard, security at concerts, cutting grass. My whole body of work was my family's company, Nordman Roofing. So I went back to the office. I started thinking about it, and I said, what the heck, I'll do it. So I went to the municipal building. I asked Elaine Bishop at the time, could I please have a piece of paper and a pen? She said, sure, and I just wrote down, please consider I, Neil A. McKinnon III, for the vacant council seat. Well, that night we came back. They interviewed us individually. I think there were between five and seven of us, and I ended up getting the vacant council seat. Fast forward a few months later, the mayor at the time, Bill Verbosky, announced he wasn't running for re-election. So I came home, and I asked Camille, I go, did you know Bill's not running for re-election? She goes, yeah, his sisters told me that. And I go, why didn't you tell me that? She goes, because I thought you might think about running for mayor and you just got on council. I said, all right, I'm just going to ask you, what do you think? And she goes, I think you're nuts. You just got on council. You don't even know how to run a meeting and you're going to run for mayor. And I go, I don't know. I just think I could really help. Not so much me, but I thought I could build a team around me that could do great things. And that's the secret to the sauce. It's like being a football coach. You're only as good as the team and the talent that you have. And fast horses beat slow horses.
Yeah.
So I ran, and I won by a whopping 84 votes,
oh,
I think
wow.
It was. It wasn't a lot. And it's been a lot of fun, and it's been very rewarding.
So this is your second term?
No, this is my fourth.
Fourth?
Yeah.
Fourth, wow.
So yeah, and it's four-year terms.
Oh, my goodness. So you're going to keep on going. You don't look old enough to serve four terms already.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that compliment. You know what? I think I'm kind of different in the sense that I live in the middle. I'm a registered Republican, but I have no use for the far right or the far left.
Yeah.
They're the loudest voices, and I think they're the problem.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's where the attention. We were just having that conversation
prior
to the show. The purpose even of this show is to see the humanity of people.
Absolutely.
Past those titles and those separations, those things that separate us.
Because I am nonpartisan, and I'm everybody's mayor.
That's awesome.
Regardless of what party you're affiliated with or whether you like me or don't like me. I mean, I can really only serve one master, and that's the citizens of Rossford and the city of Rossford.
Awesome.
And I have no political ambition. I mean, I'm not going to be a state rep or a county commission or anything like that.
Yeah. So you're not trying to move on up the ladder?
No. This is the last stop. I don't know how long the journey's going to be, whether it ends tomorrow or 10 years from now, but this is it.
Hmm. So what challenges have you experienced thus far in Rossford? It's just growing, that whole area going towards Perrysburg out to Bowling Green.
You know, we were in a financial crisis before I got in. Mm-hmm. And the mayor before me, Bill Verbosky, saw us through that financial crisis. Mm-hmm. So because he had to play defense, when I got in, I could play offense.
Oh.
You know, our revenue started growing. The attention we were getting, both locally and nationally. Mm-hmm. And our focus was on economic development. Because I knew that the only way to get better is to grow ourselves into prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
The other part of the formula or recipe was there was a divide between our school district and the city, and I thought that was insane, especially, you know, being an alumnus and having my family all graduate from there. I thought you can't have a great city without a great school district, and you can't have a great school district without a great city, and you have to be with each other all the time. You have to communicate all the time. What helped me and what was different is Dan Krupps, our superintendent. He and I grew up on the same street along with his wife, Chris.
So you knew him?
Yeah, we were best friends, childhood
awesome.
Friends. Yeah, so there was chemistry there and a formula that you probably don't get everywhere in existing relationships. So it's really been a team effort with the school district and the city and the team.
Awesome. So the association between Rossford, for those that don't know, we have a lot of people that listen abroad as well. Toledo and Rossford are how close?
We're contiguous.
Yeah.
We border East Toledo. Mm-hmm. We border South Toledo, but the river separates us.
Mm-hmm.
We are the closest municipality in Main Street to downtown Toledo and everything going on there. And as far as culture, the Rossford I grew up in, we were a factory town. You know, we were very blue collar, very dense. You know, we live on top of each other, very, very close knit.
Mm-hmm.
So I identified more with Lucas County and Toledo than I did like Bowling Green or Wood County, which was very rural, very agricultural, and of course the college is academic. But you know, I love the region, and that's been my approach.
Kind of like Dearborn to Detroit, I guess.
Yeah,
to a certain degree, it's a bedroom community.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So what is the I guess largest employer in your area?
The largest one we have right now is Amazon.
Oh.
And I think that's plus or minus 5,000, depending on the season.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, during the holiday seasons, they're at full capacity, and then after that, they back down a little bit. But they're building their second facility.
In Rossford?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's an 800,000-square-foot facility. It's not in Rossford. But it's behind the existing Amazon. It's actually in Perrysburg Township, but it's in the Rossford School District. So it definitely helps.
Yeah, there's a lot of overlap in that area because Owens is.
Oh yeah.
There, what is FedEx? There's a lot of stuff going on.
Well, a lot of people don't know this.
In Buckeye, isn't Buckeye Cable?
Yeah, they're in Northwood.
Yeah,
they're right across the expressway.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know this, but 2/3 of the Rossford School District is actually in Perrysburg Township.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So we have a very, very close relationship with them. Two of their trustees, Joe Schaller and Bob Mack, are very dear friends of mine. Mm-hmm.
So that works out pretty good because the growth that I was talking about that's spurned by a lot of people not want to live in Toledo, but they have business in Toledo, live outside of Toledo. How have you all been able to kind of measure that growth and still, I don't know. I saw on the news that there was a problem, or not a problem, challenges within the school district because of the growth. There's too many people, so they say. How have you tackled those issues with that, even with the overlap that you just mentioned?
Yes. From the beginning, you know, we focused on economic development.
Yes.
Some of our neighbors, you know, have focused on single family and multifamily development. But, you know, our vision was, is to raise our tax base without raising taxes on the folks. And that way we'd grow ourselves into prosperity and we would be able to afford to get new infrastructure, new schools, et cetera. And it's worked because bigger doesn't necessarily mean better. The more houses means the more services you have to provide. You know, public safety, garbage pickup, plowing the snow, you know, it's
expensive.
And you need classrooms for those kids that are in those 1,000 or 2,000 home developments. And we focused on jobs and industry and investment. That was our focus.
Yeah, it does seem like Rossford's kind of in that little sweet spot in between anyhow, with all the industry that's there right off of the highway.
I think we are, but we're definitely going to have to build a new middle school. Mm-hmm. But here's what's great about that. That means we're growing, and it's a controlled growth, so we'll be able to plan accordingly, but we won't have to go to the voters for a levy. We'll be able to afford to build it on our own.
So would you say you have more or equal amount of business as opposed to residential as far as the revenue base?
Rossford is a municipality of plus or minus 6,500 people. But we have about 12,000 plus people that come to work in and around Rossford Monday through Friday.
Wow.
And that doesn't include the visitors that, you know, like, it's, again, we're so close to downtown Toledo, and it's all of its entertainment assets.
Yeah, casino, all of it, yeah.
Yeah, the casino is actually right at the doorstep of our Main Street and Central Business District. And you can always get an Uber in Rossford
because
of the casino and because of the entertainment attractions downtown.
That's not true
downtown.
In Toledo, I'll tell you that.
Well, my brother lives out off of Chrissy Road in Sylvania. They said they have a heck of a time getting one, but there's always, here's the other thing, too. I'll just give you an example. An Uber ride from my house to the front door of the Huntington Center usually is around $14 each way.
Yeah.
Well, it's like $30 to park, and you have to deal with all that.
It makes sense.
So for a couple bucks less, you can get dropped off and picked up door to door.
It does. It does. I have to fly in and out of Detroit because of the unfortunate situation at Toledo Metro Airport. And it's cheaper. What you just said, it's cheaper for me to take a Uber or Lyft from Detroit Metro Airport to Toledo than it is to park a car, pay for that, and then drive back. I mean, by almost three times as much. Just makes more sense.
And when you Uber to a game or a concert, you have peace of mind.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about where you're going to park and, you know.
Or whether you're coming back to a car or what have you. That's awesome.
You can have that extra cocktail and not have to worry about
there it.
It.
challenges for the future. I guess we kind of covered that to a certain degree, but in detail. as a leader with the challenges that you face in your community, what has been some of the biggest hurdles that you within, I guess you said, four terms now?
Yes.
Within the last four terms and most recently being reelected, what have been some of the challenges that you faced?
In the past 13 years, our academic and athletic facilities were outdated, mm-hmm. and they were not in good shape. And at the same time, you know, our footprint is about 1 mile by 2 miles. Mm-hmm. You know, we had three elementary schools, which is unsustainable. Wow. So we had to get with the times. We had to decide what we want to be and who we want to be. And then once that's decided, we have to decide how we're going to get there. So that took years to figure out. Mm-hmm. Because of the growth of the industry that we're having, our fire and rescue calls have pretty much doubled. So we're going from a part-time department to a full-time department. Yeah. And it's emotional. A lot of those guys, you know, have been around a long time, and they take ownership of the place. And
the volunteer firemen.
Yeah. So, but we'll work that out. And I think at the end of the day, everybody will be in a better place.
Well, true growth doesn't come without growing pains.
That's true.
And prayerfully, with your leadership and others in your community, you'll be able to not only sustain it, but embrace the challenges of mm-hmm. the growth that you have. I guess my next to the last question for today, and I appreciate you being seemingly an open book. That's pretty cool. Within the next 5 to 10 years, what are you projecting for your community, some of the goals especially that you may be excited about?
My main focus is going to be our downtown. We have a very long Main Street, longer than most communities, much bigger than ours. Mm. And there's a lot of potential there. LOF, what's now called NSG, but mm-hmm. I still call it LOF. I've been around that long. They just put over $200 million their plant, so they're not going anywhere. More glass and more types of glass mm-hmm. Is being created there than any plant on planet Earth.
Wow.
So my focus is to turn our downtown into a mixed-use development mm-hmm. with commercial and hospitality on the Main Street level, and then residential and office above that, and maybe even a boutique hotel or two. Oh,
that'd be nice.
Yeah, because I truly want us to be a destination.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place. It does seem to have a lot of potential.
I'm a little biased, but I agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, I was born and raised in Toledo, and my dad had rent-owned stores all over the place. And mm-hmm. I got to see a lot of the small towns going from store to store. And that's one next to Mommy that's attractive. It just is. Even in state right now, it is attractive, and I think you should be able to draw investment capital into that area. One question I had, it just escaped me earlier as we were engaged in conversation. How's your fellowship with other mayors in the surrounding areas? You guys talk.
It's great. Mm-hmm. The times of not talking and not cooperating and not sharing are done, you know.
So you know where that question comes from, because when I was a kid, I'm in my 50s now, there's like a unspoken competition in between East Toledo and...
There's competition, but the truth is you're only as successful as your neighbor.
Yeah.
The more attractive and the more successful your neighbors are, mm-hmm. the better chance you'll have to reach your full potential. And I've known Wade Kepsicavage long before he became mayor. We were friends.
Yeah.
Richard Carr, I knew. Tom Mackin, mm-hmm. Ed Schimmel.
He's coming.
I mean, I've known all those guys for years. Mm. And we actually used to meet at Moe's Place in Rossford.
Oh, really?
Once every month or two and have a couple beers. It was I think it was more of a therapy session than maybe a support group. But no, they're all good people. They all have great assets, great geography, and they're just really nice people, yeah, smart.
I would agree.
People.
Yeah, I've spoken to most of the mayors in the surrounding area for the purpose of this program, and everybody has been very engaging and very nice. So that's pretty cool to know. I'd love a photo op for something like that.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Next time we do it, you know what? I'll arrange it and I'll invite you.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be awesome. Well, before I spend up all of our time, I'm appreciative that somebody like you is and this isn't just patting you on your back or anything like that, is leading up this community, because I think that we need people that really actually care about the community. You seem to be that type of person, so I'm appreciative of that. Is community is all of what we're about. But this program is about legacy, so I have to ask you these last two questions. You ready?
Yes.
What do you think your legacy is, number one, thus far, and what would you like for it to be?
The truth is, I've never thought about it, and I don't know, but I'm more worried about my legacy as a human being than I am as a mayor. But I guess I would like people to think, you know what, he was a real nice guy. Even when I disagreed with him, he still treated me with kindness and respect. He always took my call, and I know he loved the community and he worked hard for it.
That sounds pretty good. And I believe it's true. Well, we thank you so much for joining us on the Voices of Legacy today, Mr. Neil, Brother Neil. It was a pleasure to have you here and answer these few questions. And prayerfully, your testimony of life will be a blessing to those that hear this broadcast.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Voices of Legacy. This is your friend, Pastor Carl Mitchell III, your host of this program. We want you to go to wgte.org/legacy to like, share, subscribe, and hear all of our past podcasts and our future podcasts. Be a friend and join with us in the Voices of Legacy, where you're writing your own legacy every day that you live. Have a blessed day.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.